I'm Carl Azus for CNN 10. Give us 10 minutes, we'll give you an explanation of news events happening around the world. That includes what's going on right now in the Middle Eastern nation of Syria. For the first time in 2 weeks, a convoy of 46 trucks was able to get in and out of eastern Ghouta. This is a suburb of the Syrian capital, Damascus. It's an area controlled by a rebel group that's fighting the government in Syria's ongoing civil war. The rebels in eastern Ghouta have been surrounded for years, and many of the civilians who are there, there are hundreds of thousands of them, are desperately in need of humanitarian aid, like food and medical supplies. A representative for the United Nations says the convoy was inside eastern Ghouta for almost 9 hours, but that the trucks had to leave before they were all unloaded. Fighting was going on in the area at the time, and 9 of the trucks returned still full of supplies. A little over 2 weeks ago, Syrian government forces, who were supported by Russia, launched a major offensive in eastern Ghouta. Hundreds of people have been killed since then. The Syrian government says that shells launched from rebels in eastern Ghouta have killed dozens of people in Damascus. This is supposed to be a de-escalation zone, a place where civilians won't be targeted by anyone fighting in the war. But the violence is all around.
There's no sign of a ceasefire or that so-called humanitarian pause in fighting that was ordered by Russian President Vladimir Putin in eastern Ghouta. The accounts that we're getting from on the ground, from activists and rescue groups, they say that airstrikes and artillery shelling continue to pound different parts of that rebel-held territory. Both sides are continuing to blame each other for the failure of any truce. You've got the regime on the one hand saying it is the rebel groups that they describe as terrorist groups operating in eastern Ghouta that are targeting the routes that would lead to the humanitarian corridor to stop civilians from leaving so that they can continue to hold them as hostages and as human shields, according to the regime. On the other hand, the rebels and the activists say it is the Russians and it is the regime who are continuing to carry out these strikes on different parts of this area, including areas close to the humanitarian corridor. When it comes to the civilians, the population in eastern Ghouta, from what we've heard in the past few days, they say they don't want to leave their homes. They don't want to leave the area. What they want is for the bombing to stop and for humanitarian aid to come in. With no end in sight to the violence that we're seeing in eastern Ghouta, the United Nations and other humanitarian agencies are calling yet again. They're still calling for a ceasefire, they say, so they can deliver desperately needed humanitarian aid into the area and to evacuate those who are in urgent need of medical attention. People, a population that's estimated to be about 400,000 people living in this area, under siege for nearly 5 years. Jumana Karachi, CNN, Amman.